Carolina Outdoor Show is brought to you by the Outdoor Guys from Jesse Brown's.
Well, good morning and welcome to the Carolina Outdoors. Bill Barty, thunderstorms here and there. Good news, keeping the water temperature down in the mountains.
That's right, and here on the Carolina Outdoors this weekend, we're going to get a bit of that report from the North Carolina mountains. We have it on good authority that Don Yeager, you snuck up there for a little this and that. So stay tuned for that mountain report for all our Carolina Outdoor listeners out there. Don, something that popped up last weekend here on the Carolina Outdoors was watermelon. And we're going to talk.
I like watermelon.
Everybody likes watermelon, don't they?
As far as I know.
Ooh, there's probably some debates in there now these days. They have seedless watermelons, seed watermelons.
It's probably bad for you, as good as it tastes.
Well, guess what? We're in the middle of summertime, and that means the watermelons are aplenty. And we're going to talk a little bit about summer produce with the Bush and Vine Farms. Sam Hall is going to join us. So that's one of the tidbits before we get into the mountain report from you. And if you're just joining us here as we start off the Carolina Outdoors, every weekend, Don Yeager, the voice over there, Bill Barty, the voice right here, come in to talk about our Carolina Outdoors. And hopefully somewhere along the way, you'll know something or find something to do in our Carolina Outdoors. We'll also shine lights on people who are influencing and interesting, as you'll find on today's segment, because we're also going to talk to the Charlotte Signs Project founder, Christopher Lawing, a friend of the program, oftentimes co-host here and over at Jesse Brown's. He's going to give us an update of the Charlotte sign scene. And believe it or not, there is an update to what's happening with Charlotte Signs this weekend.
So new signs go up every day.
New ones go up. And what happens to those old ones?
Christopher buys them, puts them in a shed somewhere.
Or
covers them up and loves them.
Well, this one's going to have this topic, so stay tuned later on in the program. This one is not quite that easy. There's an air of mystery with a sign here in Charlotte from an old iconic restaurant called The Coffee Cup. So stay tuned for later in the Carolina Outdoor program with the outdoor guys from Jesse Brown's. We're going to find out what happened to that sign and if Christopher has
it in
the
dishwasher,
shop.
Man.
Maybe so. So with no further ado, Don, there is a place, a city, a town in North Carolina in the valley up there, 2,241 feet above sea level, called Brevard. And hugged up next to the town of Brevard is the Pisgah National Forest. Tell us about that area on a summer day here in the Carolinas.
It's the place to be, man. Everybody in the world is over there cooling off in Brevard and the Davison River watershed, Johns Rock area, Sliding Rock, fun place to go swimming, so forth, Shining Rock Wilderness for hiking. Tons of activities going on in the Pisgah National Forest, that's for sure. Now, we snuck over there Wednesday and did a little trout fishing. Ben Lawson, Wes's son, on his maiden voyage on fly fishing, had a good day on the bottom end of the Davison down on the general water, water I don't often fish, which is general water, which is hatchery-supported, stocked fairly often, and you can actually keep fish there if you like. However, we released all our little finny friends and left them there for another day. Now, I have to tell you, if you're going fly fishing over there, you better take your patience because it's a crowded river with lots of inner tubers on it. Now, the good news is I guess the fish get used to being run over, so the inner tubers go through, and a few minutes later you can catch a fish if you're patient. But it is a lot of traffic on that river, and you need to set your mind for that before you would go over for a day of fly fishing, that's for sure. But it was good to get out. The mountains and the woods and everything are just beautiful. Certainly a lot cooler over there than it is in Charlotte, and good time for wet wading. Just put on your boots and some thick socks and jump in the water and stay cool.
Now, I know you guys were over there fly fishing, but pretend like we or our listeners aren't going up there for a little bit of fly fishing. Is it a bring your own inner tube type of river, or they have rentals so that we can go up there and go tubing? Because, hey, I'm all for a little tubing. I guess the water levels are up. As you mentioned, the water levels are cooler Sounds like a great place to go to swim.
Well, it's all the above. You can bring your own inner tube. You can rent them. You can do whatever you want. But be prepared to wear the seat out of your pants, because the river, even though it is up a little bit, is a very small river, very shallow, and there's lots of grinding in the gravel, regardless of whose inner tube or britches are hanging through it. So, yeah, a little bruise on the buns here and there. So occasionally you have to get out and walk around an obstacle or whatever. But that water felt pretty darn good. And the two young men that wanted to swim in our fishing hole agreed that it felt pretty good, too.
Well, that brings up a whole nother case of stream etiquette, which we talk about oftentimes amongst anglers. But it's a whole different type story when you're an angler dealing with a 10-year-old kid who just wants to go swimming.
I said, bring your patience and realize everybody's there for a good time. And, you know, it's not life or death catching a trout, and it's not life or death getting to swim in that hole in the next 5 minutes. So everybody share and share alike. It is a test in patience from that standpoint. But, you know, grin and bear it, relax, everything's going to be fine. Realize you are there to relax.
We're talking to Don Yeager about a trip to the mountains. We're talking about Brevard or Pisgah National Forest, the Davidson River area of Pisgah National Forest, butting up to Brevard. This is right off of 280 coming out of Asheville. Get on 276. That takes you right into the forest. This is the gateway to Pisgah National Forest, about 2 hours and 20 minutes or so from Charlotte.
About 2 hours and 45 minutes, unless you're speeding through Shelby. But let me tell you that at the end of the day, there's two great opportunities when you come out of the forest. Two different ice cream stands that are great. Absolutely. Dolly's or the Dairy Bar, either one. Awesome ice cream. The line is always shorter at the Dairy Bar.
Hey, later on in the program, after we've talked a little bit of summer produce and historic, iconic signs here in Charlotte, I'm going to come back and talk to you a little bit about more about this area that you were fishing in, but also why it has so many people in there, because all the Sliding Rock, the Cradle of Forestry is just north of there, but there's also 144 campsites that are available there in the Davidson River campground area. So that definitely adds people to this area to go rafting, tubing, fishing, hiking, biking, and a whole bunch of other things that we haven't thought of here on the Carolina Outdoors. We're going to take a quick break, come back with more. You're listening to the Outdoor Guys from Jesse Brown's here on the Carolina Outdoors.